Hello and welcome back to my podcast. It is me, your host, Karina. And I want to just start off straight and ask you a question. Right now, with the availability of social media and accessibility we have to pretty much anybody's life, seeing their successes, maybe their failures, seeing how they live their day-to-day life, the things they have, the things that they've accomplished. Can you please answer me? Do you think that their claim to fame or their success or their riches came from one event? Maybe it was from one accident or something doing well out of nowhere, or they just became successful because they were at the right place or at the right time. Do you think that's true? To be honest, I know the obvious answer is no, right? If we logically think about it. However, it's mentally in our mind, sometimes we think, yes, that's how it appears. And that's the thing, because that is how it seems. We have access to all of this media and we think everything just comes easy to people. I caught myself thinking this way many years ago when I first started my entrepreneurial journey. I would look at Instagram accounts of people who are really well off, or they started from nothing and now they have all of these things and all of these accomplishments, and I would think, what are they doing? I want to do that too. What did they do? What's the trick? Is it a type of business? Did they win money? Did they like sell crypto? I don't know. I just had all these thoughts that it was just this instant result. But that's really not true. We also go a layer deeper and think that if I don't get this instantly when I try it, that means it's not for me. That means I'm not lucky, I'm not at the right place at the right time, that I'm a failure at this, they're better than me. Maybe even take it deeper and think that because I didn't accomplish this, I can't accomplish anything at all. Maybe I can't start another business, or I can't get to a new level because this didn't work for me. But the thing is that we have been taught this instant gratification, and it is completely instilled in us and continues to get reinforced every single day on everywhere we go. We can shop with a few clicks. It gets to us overnight or even the same day. We buy things on our credit card. We don't have to pay for it right away. We use our credit card, you know, like we have all this infinite money, but that's not true. It's super easy to purchase cheap and unhealthy food. It's really easy to get praise and gratification from others just by being on social media and posting something that captures any sort of attention. You get these cheap dopamine hits, and it's really instant. It feels like we're living life on the easy button, right? But it's actually really setting us back. And today I really want to talk about the small choices that you can make every day that will make you completely unrecognizable in the best way possible. So you're not falling for these reinforcements that seem like they're making your life easy, but actually it's not. It makes your life much more challenging, because these instant gratifications, they corrupt our mindset in literally all areas of our life. Not only do we want things fast, but we also trained ourselves not to have to work for things because we truly believe that other people got them by not working for them. We expect easy results, and a lot of people just quit as soon as things get hard. And this really, I want to put a lot of emphasis to why so many people fail financially and in other areas of their life. But I think finances really, really show this type of mindset a lot, if you have it or you don't. Aside from the fact that most businesses fail, and mostly not because it's a bad business model, it's because the people lack perseverance through difficulties. and they don't really take the step by step to think out how to make it successful. They just want to get that money as soon as possible. That's why it fails. When they don't see the results, they just want to stop. They compare it to people who look like they have instant success on life and online, but the reality is that's not it. And they probably worked very hard for those results and have tried and failed so many different times that they just don't share with their audience, right? But it's not some jackpot or some one-time event. It's choices that people make every single day. It's not luck. It's small decisions, the right decisions that compound and influence your everyday life. And in today's podcast episode, I'm actually going to tell you to think small. And coming from me, that should mean a lot because I always say follow your dreams, think big. But in this case, we have to think small because we need to bring ourselves down to a level of consistency, to a level of small choices that are productive for us that are actually going to bring us results. For example, back to the point of money, it is so easy to see based on a person's financial situation if they have been making those right choices. Just as easy as it is to fall into this system that has been created for us of instant gratification and living life on easy, and it's normal to be in debt, it's normal to spend money you don't have. It's a mindset that is normal, right? But that doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. And some people get out of that mindset and they really understand that it is not normal to make those choices. It's not normal to overspend. It's not normal to waste your money and your time and your energy. It's not normal to be in debt and to not think of your financial future. It's not normal to think that your retirement fund has got it covered. It's also not normal to believe that some magical thing is going to happen in your life, in your career, that's just going to take you over to the top, especially if you don't have an action plan. And here we're going to talk about these small, consistent choices that's going to bring us results about everything. And I guess I want to start out with talking about finances and the small choices you can start making today to really not think like the herd of sheep. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just very hard to break out of that just because so many people are in that mindset since it's been pushed on us everywhere. Every single time we go online, we're pushed with ads to purchase something. We're retargeted with the same ads, and that's the whole point, is just spend your money and then you basically end up with nothing and the things you got for are not even valuable. So let's talk about how to make those choices and where are you spending your money, because where you're spending your money really shows your priorities. And I did all of this. It's not like I'm sitting here and saying do all of these things and it's so easy. It's not, but I did them. I did them up until I started my own business. And after, actually, I got a little bit more lenient with my money and allowing myself to do certain things. But I still maintained that mindset to follow it when I started earning good money, because you just quickly lose it. You can just so easily lose it if you don't know what to do with it. This is why jackpot winners lose all their money. All the NBA stars become bankrupt even though they make tens and millions a year. You think, where does that money go? And it might not be a big $10 million purchase that it goes away for, but it's small decisions. So, I mean, I would even encourage you to open your bank statement, because sometimes when we see things in front of us, that really puts things into perspective, and ask yourself, this is a bit crazy. How did I get to this point where I'm spending so much money on these items? And just do a little evaluation, right? I want to start out with the most easy thing, and that is going out to eat and extremely overpriced drinks. More specifically, alcohol. Because if you really think about it, it's very unhealthy for us. Alcohol is a toxin, right? And I don't encourage drinking, of course. I know some people do it occasionally. Some people do it more than occasionally. But if you just, like, think of it from the basic biological scientific terms, survival of the fittest. We are put on this earth with our DNA, the strongest will survive. That means we have to give ourselves the best fighting chance, which means being the healthiest we could be, the most successful we could be, so we can persevere. But things are not like they used to be. We're not running in the wild away from people or crazy animals trying to kill us. We are humans with a comfortable house, with a healthcare system, where we just drink water to get over a hangover. That it's okay if I eat junk food for a week. I can always go on a diet and I see those pounds coming off eventually. It's not that bad, right? Because there's not really anything at stake, so you think. But at stake is actually your entire life and the progress of that. How are you going to become? Are you going to be the best version of yourself or not? And it's easy to go and spend your money. Some drinks are equivalent to 1 hour of minimum wage. So you spend 1 hour of your life to purchase something that is a toxin that makes you weaker. And you buy it on credit, which in a lot of cases, people don't even pay off immediately. So that adds on a 20% interest rate. So tell me how this is survival of the fittest, because it really is setting you back. So I just want you to keep these things in mind when you make certain purchasing choices, right? If you're choosing to go out frequently and spend money on this to have fun, occasionally, yes, but overall mindset, is this helping you closer to your goal? Is this helping evolve you? What could you do instead with not just the money, but that energy and your time? How many drinks, let's say, could you save up to purchase something, more education online, let's say, that will teach you a skill or an approach to gain something, whatever it may be. Maybe it's health, maybe it's monetary related, maybe it's hard to start a business, right? I mean, I'm actually curious about the calculations, because even if you purchase something that's a few hundred dollars, that's just like a few weekends of drinks, right? That's not that much, considering the average drink or a cocktail is like $15. And that could change your life. And that's just one little thing. But what about impulse shopping or following the most current trends and buying things, or even buying designer items that you can use that $2,000 to completely change your life? And for me too, when I first started my very first business, $2,000, I think it was like $2,000 and then a few hundred after that, was the amount, the invoice for my first batch of products for inventory, including shipping. Like, literally that money jump-started my business. It wasn't a crazy amount. It wasn't like I was spending $20,000 or $1 million. It was $2,000 plus. And I turned that money around. Like, it just jump-started my business aggressively. And to think that the other approach was I wouldn't have this money because I spent it on a Louis Vuitton bag that's sitting in my closet and I want to look nice when I go out, that no one really cares about what I wear at all, versus having a successful business for that type of money. And it's not even that, okay, it's $2,000, right? Again, it really is not about the amount. It's about the mindset. The mindset of, I am going to save this money. I'm going to put it to the side because I know that one day I will find an opportunity for myself and I will have that money ready to pay for that opportunity. Because when I was working and saving, when I was studying, when I was a biology major, all doing all of this, I didn't have a business. I didn't even know for the longest time that I wanted to start or how to start a business, but I knew that I deserved something better. And I knew that that might cost money. So I said, you know what? I'm not going to go out and eat out with my friends. I'm not going to waste my money buying random things, clothes, bags. It's like I have enough of things that I can wear that make me look good. They don't have to be expensive. They're just normal things that look good on me, that I feel great in, and I just wear them. They're not the newest trend, they're not the newest season, but they're things that are beautiful, they look good on me, they're good quality, and that's all I need. I'm not gonna waste it, right? I'm gonna save it. And that expectation that you deserve something better, you need to have that mindset right now. And if you don't, you really need, don't look at it as I'm missing out on certain things, but look at it as I'm building my future. My future self is going to really, really thank me for this later. Like I thank myself, right? So look through your statements, see how many things you actually don't need. And then also that brings me to my next point. It's like if you don't know what to do with that money, start investing it. Oh my gosh, if I could tell my 17-year-old, or how old was I? I was 14 when I started my first job in America. I worked at a water park as a cashier making minimum wage, which is comical now. I think back then the minimum wage was like $8. And then the next year they bumped it up, not my minimum wage, but I got a promotion for like an extra 25 cents because it was my second year coming back. It's just ridiculous. But all that money, I saved everything. But if I knew how to invest it, oh my gosh, I did the calculations. It's like so scary. It was like literally six figures that I could have made from the minimum wage as a 14-year-old that I saved versus invested. So that's just crazy. Again, it's not about the money. It's not about how much you have. Like I literally said, I was making a comical amount of money at a minimum wage job where minimum wage is double that in the city that that water park was at least. So it's just funny how that works. But it's about what you choose to do with that money and what you think you deserve. If you don't know anything about investing, you need to start. You need to understand it's not difficult. You just need to be consistent and you need to start as soon as possible. If you want some free resources, you can go to my website, mdlmasterclass.com. I'll share more information about that. But I think you understand the point, and you can apply this to any area of your life. Let's say fitness, or if you've ever played a sport, did you just wake up and you became really good at it? Did you just wake up and you know how to play soccer or ballet or to paint, to speak another language? Or was it small, consistent steps? Maybe you were young, your parents signed you up for the soccer team and you go a few times a week and you practice. And by the end of the year, you're playing games like a champ. And you do that year after year and all of a sudden you're a very good player. It's not one big event that just completely changed and revolutionized your life. It's small, consistent choices, showing up, not to just the location or for a time period, but showing up for yourself, knowing that, hey, you know what? I deserve this. Why don't I deserve this? Why would I sell myself short where I live in a world with infinite opportunities? And I deserve to give myself this success. So really think about that in all areas of your life. And I think that's how you can start to make these small, consistent choices that will make you a completely unrecognizable person. And I hope that this information added a lot of benefit to your thoughts today. Think it over and you can let me know. You can let me know what you think. You can follow my social media. I'm going to link it in my podcast. Go to my website, mdlmasterclass.com, if you want to know more about investing and really the mindset of money. But until then, I will see you in the next episode. I hope you have a fabulous day.